Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us over the past week, and we pray that you will continue to lead us and guide us in these difficult times. Thank you for your daily provision for all our needs. Lord, tonight we pray for clear guidance on how our fellowship may continue to serve you at the moment we cannot meet together. And even when we reach the stage of opening the church again, it will be on a limited and greatly restricted basis. Lord, enable us to gather together, to minister to one another, to pray for one another, and to glorify your wonderful name, and to be able to sing your praises, Lord, to give you the glory. Oh Lord, make a pathway where at the moment there seems to be no pathway. Lord, you can do it, Lord. You make a way where there is no way. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, help us to complete the requirements for the church building, for full deep cleansing after a use, and give us wisdom on the ministry that can be provided to be a blessing to people and to be glorifying to your name. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us, we pray. And again we pray for those with needs in our fellowship. Lord, we pray for Anne Lee, that she may know full strength and health. Oh Lord, bless her, we pray. Bless her as she waits upon you. May she know your will. May she know your leading. May she know your guidance. And we pray for William, that he may continue to improve and progress as his treatment continues. Lord, bless Roseanne, his wife, and his daughter, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we pray again for Rose and for Sheila Barr, that they may know your glorious presence with them in the restricted circumstances that they find themselves. Oh Lord, we pray, complete the healing of Bob Mundy's hand and restore its full use, we pray. And we also pray for Malcolm Wheeler, that you will keep him in good health. Bless him, Lord. Provide his every need, that he may glorify your wonderful name. Lift him up for many feelings of depression. Lord, we pray, may he know the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Thank you, Lord, that he was blessed by last Sunday's praise and worship online program. Lord, we pray that you will use these online ministries in praise and worship, in your word and in prayer, to bring great blessing and direction to your people. Lord, if there are others in our fellowship who are sick tonight or are experiencing other problems and difficulties, we pray that you will meet their every need. From your word we know and are assured that you can and you will supply all our need according to your riches in glory. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all the way you have kept us and guided us through this present crisis. And we pray you'll continue to lead and guide us and to supply every need. Lord, we want to see Jesus lifted up. We want to see Jesus glorified, that men and women might be drawn to him to be saved and know forgiveness of sins and to know and to receive eternal life. Lord, use us where we are. Lord, use us in Pitsy. Lord, use us in the surrounding area, that souls might be saved in these last days. Lord, you are faithful, who has promised, and Lord, we look to you and to your promises. Hallelujah. Bless us now, we pray. Keep us and lead us through the days that lie ahead. Lord, we praise you and bring these requests before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. And we give you the thanks, Lord, because we know that you hear and you answer prayer. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And now it's your turn to pray. Bring your request before the Lord. Give him praise. Give him the glory. Then when you're finished, click on the closing prayer button. Be blessed. Thank you for being with us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.